is now in low usage of landlines owing to disconnections that were initiated by Tel 1 around 2009 when the country crossed over to the multi-currency regime. So the subscriber base, 330,000 the whole country. So this is a drive by Tel 1 to ensure that some of those subscribers are back and they take up services.
So do you think this will in any way be able to attract new subscribers?
It might attract a significant number of subscribers, but the thing is the 257 debt relief that they announced for each subscriber might be minuscule for a lot of subscribers. You had people with bills as high as $2,000, some $1,000, and some around $5,000. So that kind of relief to such people is kind of meaningless, and they would likely not want to come back. And you also have to note that this is a relief, but they will still want to follow you for the rest of the money. I don't know just how much significance, but you obviously get some that are encouraged to come back and sign up for new services like the internet, for example.
Even if they do forgive a part of this debt, is the infrastructure up to date so that it can carry new subscribers?
There is space for the existing lines. The fact of the matter is the relief is on customers that have lines that are not being used. So in Tel 1's view, this is idle capacity.